And we're back in the game with the Unger Report. Brian Unger turns his attention to the U.S. Supreme Court and examines the long-lasting effects the Harriet Myers nomination could have on the president's relationship with his political base.
Few things are more awkward than watching couples fight, wherever it happens, in a restaurant, on the street, or in the apartment next door. It's just excruciating listening to two people who presumably love, admire, and respect each other transform all that into rage and name-calling. So, when I heard conservatives breaking up with George Bush this week, I had to turn off the TV, quiet my radio, put down the paper. On one TV show alone, I watched two standard bearers of the conservative torch, Ann Coulter and Andrew Sullivan, break up with the president over another woman, Harriet Myers. It's so uncomfortable listening to mommy and daddy fight over who gets to sit on the bench.
You abandon me. Love don't live here anymore.
I never thought Coulter would be unfaithful. Everyone thought George Will and George Bush would last forever, that Bill Kristol and the president were gonna make it, that Charles Krauthammer and W really had something. Well, as bright as the marriage shines, seems the breakup burns even brighter.
Just a vacancy. Love don't live here anymore.
First Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, now Bush and the conservatives. In Hollywood and Washington, seems everyone's falling out of love and fighting over who gets to keep the house. Inside the Bush presidency, as it was in the Pitt-Aniston marriage, it's around the seventh year things start falling apart. Commitment is somehow less sacred, people grow restless, they crave independence, and sometimes there's infidelity. Whether it's being unfaithful to your political party or cheating at a party with Angelina Jolie, before you know it, you're isolated, kicked out of the house, maybe living alone at a Holiday Inn, ordering out for pizza and washing your underwear in the sink. The thing is, in Washington or Hollywood, love never lasts very long. However, if you look at relationships from a dog's perspective, Bush and the conservatives have been together for 42 years. And now, inquiring minds want to know, will the conservatives and Bush get back together? Will Ann Coulter ask for her records back? Can they repair the trust that some say has been terribly broken over the Harriet Myers affair? Or, like Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson, is the trip to Splitsville premature? There's a lot of hurt out there. Sunday's Meet the Press was filled with more laments of betrayal, disloyalty, and heartbreak than an hour of Oprah.
Midnight Blue.
Ultimately, there's too much at stake for the two to walk away from each other now. For Bush and his conservative base, there's the historic remaking of the Supreme Court. For Lachey and Simpson, the remaking of Porky's. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.